From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A man who shot at police in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical condition after officers returned fire on the sidelines of what had been peaceful marches, marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said detectives late Sunday had been tracking a man they feared was armed, and he was then involved in an exchange of 40 or 50 shots between two groups of people before shooting the officer's unmarked vehicle. Belmar said four detectives returned fire from inside the vehicle and also as they pursued the gunman on foot before felling him. They were criminals. They were not protesters, Belmar said of the groups that exchanged shots. Protesters are people that are out there that are talking about a way to effect change, whatever that may be. That is not what is happening here. At least six police and soldiers were killed in a series of attacks in Turkey, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. Two women are suspected in the assault on the consulate in Istanbul. One was injured in a firefight with police and is in custody, while a second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front claimed responsibility for the attack that shut down operations at the diplomatic mission. The group is considered a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. Hours earlier, in another section of Istanbul, a bomb exploded at a police station, killing one police officer. This according to the English-language Hurriyet Daily News. This is VOA News. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing Monday at the main gate of Kabul's international airport that killed five civilians and wounded 16 others. Witnesses said the target of the powerful blast was a convoy of armored vehicles transporting government officials. Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted foreign occupation forces. Following the announcement of a plan by Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to reform the country's political system and weed out corruption, the proposal has received mixed reviews from Iraq's politicians. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Scattered protests against corruption continued in several Iraqi cities as a heat wave and power cuts added to the pressure on the government to take action. A plan to eliminate the positions of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers has met with opposition from some political leaders and kudos from others. Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr, whose supporters have swelled the ranks of those protesting in the streets in recent days, called for the protest movement to continue if Parliament did not approve the government's reform package. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Seoul Monday accused the North Korean military of illegally crossing into the South Korean side of the Demilitarized Zone, DMZ, and intentionally planting landmines that injured two soldiers on August 4th. The U.S.-led U.N. command that monitors the ceasefire between the Koreas also participated in the investigation of the incident and supports Seoul's findings. The location of the explosions was in an area that is routinely patrolled by South Korean troops. Kenya and Uganda have agreed on the route of a planned pipeline that would carry crude from Ugandan oil fields to the Kenyan coast. Pipeline, when built, will run for about 1,500 kilometers. The decision was announced Monday after talks between Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta in the Ugandan capital. British-based Tullow Oil has found oil in both countries. An improving job market and expected interest rate increases have been strengthening the value of the dollar, while worries about China's economic growth and a rising oil supply are hurting the price of oil. The dollar hit a nearly four-month high on Friday. The dollar was boosted when the U.S. unemployment rate held steady at its lowest level in nearly 7 years, and the economy had a net gain of 250,000 jobs. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.